This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A proposal circulating at the state capitol would ban the purchase of assault weapons. However, CPR's Benta Berkland reports the measure would not require people to give up the guns they already legally possess.
Three Democrats have drafted the bill, but it hasn't been introduced. The initial language would define an assault weapon as a semi-automatic rifle that uses detachable magazines and has one of a number of features, such as a folding stock or a barrel shroud. It would make exceptions for police and military members who keep the weapons for work, and it would allow firearms on the list to be used at firing ranges. Backers of stricter gun laws say assault weapons make mass shootings more deadly. Opponents say it would infringe on constitutional rights. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Federal officials are warning about an extortion plot geared towards teens. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains it's called financial sextortion.
According to federal law enforcement officials, minors are coerced into sending explicit images of themselves online and then blackmailed with those images. Over 3,000 minors, mostly boys, have been targeted this last year. FBI Director Christopher Wray says they want parents to help stop the crime before it happens and help children come forward if it does. He says kids need to know they're not in trouble and they're not alone. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Snow is falling across the state. DIA is already seeing flight cancellations, and so far at least Denver, Littleton, Douglas, and Aurora schools are closed tomorrow. This is CPR News.